As I was squirreling away at my desk the other day, I came across an invitation to attend a lecture given by the British journalist Catherine Whitehorn on the theme Women Journalists in the 21st Century. I couldn't miss that, could I? And not only. Since I discovered Catherine was stopping over in Rome only for a few hours and would be rushing off straight after the lecture, I decided to call her up beforehand, hoping she'd talk to me straight away. She did, and this is how she introduced herself.
Well, I'm a journalist and I've worked for something like 50 years in journalism. I started out in women's magazines, and then I had my own column in the Sunday paper, The Observer, for 37 years, I think. And now I'm the agony aunt, that's to say the advice columnist, for a magazine for the over 50s. And everybody laughs when they hear about that and say, do the over 50s have problems? And I can assure you, they do.
37 years on The Observer, well, that means you have a real inside view of what goes on in a newspaper. Have you seen the role of women change during this time?
Yes, I think it has, and I think just as much the way women are written for, has put that differently. And I think also the way newspapers tackle the question of interesting women has changed enormously over that time. When we started, a woman's page was very much just sewing and babies and cooking and so forth. And I had the luck to work for a marvellous man called George Seddon, who more or less invented these women's pages, which aren't women's pages, that you get all over the world now. You know, they come out under titles like Style or Currents or something like that. But the idea that women are only interested in the domestic things has completely disappeared. And I was lucky enough to be part of that revolution, if you can call it that.
So, I commented, you're saying that as the role of women in society has changed, so has the role of women reporters.
Yes, but much more to the point, I think people always underestimated the extent to which women wanted something other than the purely domestic. And in any case, they wanted to have much more intimate stuff about what women were really thinking about. In the old days, you didn't write in newspapers about human relationships. You didn't write particularly features on education and medicine and so forth. And the great pioneer was Mary Stott in The Guardian. It was the Manchester Guardian in those days. It was a woman who had been a very good journalist. She wanted to be chief sub-editor. And they said, yes, sorry, but of course you can't be chief sub-editor because you're a woman. You must do the women's pages. So she thought she'd make the women's pages completely different. And they really changed women's journalism completely by tackling anything that one might be interested in, rather than just this very narrow strip of what was really women's work, the cooking and the sewing and so forth.
In the old days, says Catherine, but just as Mary Stott, an excellent journalist, who wanted to become chief sub-editor and couldn't because she was a woman, a recent survey by the American Journalist in the 21st Century shows that although journalists who put out the news every day on TV, radio and print are a more professional group than a decade ago, that although they generally make higher salaries and that more of them have university degrees and are generally older, there are still more men than women on the job. In fact, women are only one-third of all full-time journalists working for the traditional mainstream media, just as they have been since 1982, even though more women than ever are graduating from journalism school and entering the profession. Why, I asked Catherine, is it maybe that women don't market themselves as well as men do?
I think we're brought up to be a little bit more humble, but I would say that an awful lot of women are darn good at marketing themselves now. Only it's a question of what you call marketing. Charm is also a marketing tool, and men use that when they can, and women certainly use it. You use what you've got, don't you? I think it's much more that men feel comfortable with having men around them, and they like to have women in a slot. And a slot called the women's page was nice and comfortable. It didn't upset anybody. And I think that to a certain extent, men's desire not to have women around is counterbalanced with young women because they like having pretty girls around. And it was quite interesting. The Oxford and Cambridge colleges, they had women students in the men's colleges long before they had women dons, because pretty girls sitting around saying very true Socrates was very nice. Beady-eyed middle-aged women saying what exactly do you mean by that was much less agreeable to the blokes.
It goes without saying that women are just as good as journalists as men are, obviously. But they do bring different qualities to the job, don't they?
I think they're interested in different things. Oddly enough, there have always been, I only discovered this quite recently, there have always been women reporters, right back to the 19th century. But they had to write the same way as men did. They had to report the same things that the male editors wanted, which was facts, facts, facts. And I think that women are very much more interested in the way people feel about things. That you will have a man who will read the education bill or what's said in Parliament about it. The women will want to know what it's going to be like for me and my child when they move to school. They're much more immediate concern with how things affect me and what I feel about it. And I think it's that women's perspective that's now very present in journalism, and I don't think it used to be.
Just the other day, I did an interview with a woman who's fighting, she's involved in fighting desertification. I don't know if you know, this is the year for deserts. But anyway, she was saying how important it is to empower women as to really make a difference to saving the environment. She said that in tribal cultures, it's the women who can change the course of things. Can you relate to that at all in your field?
I can relate to it a bit in what she's saying, in the sense that a lot of these initiatives that are done in third world countries, if they're done through the men, they're done through a power structure, and there's a terrible gap for corruption or for vainglory, you might say. Whereas if they're done through the women, they're right down at the village level, and they actually get to, you know, that well, those children, that small square of garden. I do think women are much better at getting things done on the ground than men, because they want different things. So I think, you know, they try to get women interested in recycling their plastic bags and pressure groups and so forth, because I think they go about things in different ways. We're brought up to do it much more by getting hold of one other person and doing it that way, whereas men want a hierarchy of some kind, and a hierarchy is not necessarily the best way of getting things done.
A woman's perspective seems to me a fundamental thing in running the world today, and that means in politics, in education, and of course in information. Catherine agrees with a touch of cynicism.
I think so long as there are a lot of women doing it, and so long as people realize that you need to have women because women buy things and the advertisers want to get at women, and I know it's cynical, but that is a key card that we hold, and I don't see us giving it up in a hurry.
And what about your hopes for women journalists in the 21st century, I said? Isn't that the theme of your lecture this afternoon?
Well, simply that I've no idea how things will go in the future. But I think that the basic difference between a woman's way of looking at things and a man's way of looking at things will remain. So I hope a woman's voice goes on being heard.
I think women's voices not only must go on being heard, I think they should get stronger and stronger as 50% of humankind looks to the future with hopes for a better and more just world for its children.